Andrew Collins.
It's driving you home.
ABC Radio.
ABC Radio WA.
29 minutes to 6. We're going to put the problem of cats in Australia on the menu. How big a problem are they and what should be done? Well, the federal government is putting forward an inquiry to find out exactly what the scale of the problem is. And they're after your input. And they aren't just looking at feral cats. This inquiry will also look at what impact domestic cats have. And it's the first one of its kind in 25 years. So I'm keen to hear from you. What recommendations would you make to the committee to deal with the issues cats cause in the regions of WA? Both feral and domestic, what recommendations would you make to this cat committee? 1300 560 222 is the phone number. The text 0448 922 604. Josh Wilson is a WA MP and Deputy Chair of the Environment and Energy Committee who are handling this inquiry. Josh Wilson, good afternoon to you. Thanks for coming on.
Not at all, Andrew. Good to be with you.
Exactly why an inquiry? It's been a problem for a long time. Why now?
Well, I think it's such a big problem that it's something we have to keep looking at. As you say, at the national level, it's been a while since we've had this kind of Commonwealth inquiry. We know what a problem feral cats present. They've been responsible for something like 27 separate mammal extinctions. They remain the biggest threat to endangered mammals, and they present other problems as well. I mean, they are a spreader of disease that affects primary production in Australia. So we need to keep returning to this and making sure that we're doing the very best we can to reduce the impact of feral cats.
And the fact that you're looking at domestic cats as well, why so?
Well, there is some relationship between domestic and feral cats to some degree. Domestic cats, when they're not looked after properly, can become fugitive and then can become feral cats. But there is also an impact of domesticated cats that aren't looked after well enough. You know, the biggest problem is feral cats for sure. But domestic cats have some impact too. And so it's worth looking at how we minimise those. Various different state and territory jurisdictions have done different things. Here in WA, we tightened things up about 10 years ago and put in place a much better system of registration, microchipping and sort of other measures, sterilisation to sort of minimise the impact of domestic cats. But it's always worth looking at what's been going around the country and at the federal level and trying to see if best practice can become part of a consistent practice across the country.
Yeah, and I understand that there's quite heavy restrictions in the city of Fremantle. You hold the seat of Fremantle in federal politics, but could that be one of the recommendations that those heavier restrictions come through for domestic cats?
Well, we'll let the inquiry kind of get underway and provide us with all of the different evidence and input. I don't want to get ahead of that and prejudge the kinds of things that we would look at. But one of the things that is really worthwhile about having an inquiry like this at the national level is that you get to see what's being done in different jurisdictions. And if something is working, it's good to draw attention to that and see if it can't become applied more widely. I mean, I know actually down in the Great Southern, there's this work being done around a particular bait, which is called Eradicat. It's a new bait. 1080 is quite effective in controlling feral cats, but they don't like the baits in the way that foxes do. And so that is a sort of an innovation that in a way is a Western Australian innovation that holds the prospect of better feral cat control.
Okay. And submissions are open till the 30th of July. Thanks for coming on, Josh.
Not at all. Thanks for having me on.
Josh Wilson, WA MP and Deputy Chair of this Standing Committee on Environment and Energy, taking submissions now until the 30th of July on your experience with feral and domestic cats. You're on ABC Radio WA. What recommendations would you make to this committee looking at the problems created by feral and domestic cats? Jane from Australia, nice to hear from you. All domestic cats should be kept indoors or have a secure cat run. It's a no-brainer, says Jane. Well, let's go now to Daniel Christensen. He's a hunter and trapper in Caballing. He's one of the people who knows firsthand what sort of problems cats pose to the bush. Daniel, how are you?
Yes. Yeah, good, thank you.
What sort of recommendation would you make to this committee for cats?
Look, mate, it's definitely a big issue in the area that I'm at with the feral cats. But humans are the biggest part of the problem as well. If they don't look after their animals and they get away and breed up and the defecting of the animal, it's, they tend to breed quite rapidly around the area I am.
So how big is the prevalence of domestic cats going feral, and how quickly does that happen?
Look, for what I've been doing around the area here now, to see the number of feral cats that we've taken away, how would you put it? The native wildlife has come back 100 times more than what it was, say, 5 years ago.
So what sort of change would you like to see, or would you just like to see a continuation of funding of such activities?
I'd love to see some kind of funding come in for the people that are actually out there most nights doing the stuff that we do.
Are you funded?
No, I'm not funded, mate.
So you do this on a voluntary basis?
Yes, mate, yep. So, yeah, it's purely for bringing our native wildlife back again.
How many hours have you put in, Daniel?
Oh, mate, you don't want to know. it's a lot.
Good on you, and well done for the work you do, Daniel. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Daniel Christensen, volunteer hunter and trapper in Caballing. He says the native wildlife has come back. What did he say? It was dramatically anyway, since... he started trapping cats.